What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Day podcast. We got episode number 72 today. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day, no matter where you are. Happy Opportunity Day. And I hope you're grateful today. I hope you are pumped. I hope you're excited. It's another day above ground. And like I always say, any day above ground is a good day. Let's get into it. Today's episode is titled The Reality of Life. I almost titled this podcast The Sad Reality of Life, but I realized it's not only sad, but it's also great. You know, this reality. And the reason why it's both sad and great is because, you know, well, let me explain first what the reality of life is. The reality of life is it is a performance game. Everything in your life is a performance game. And the sad part about that is, even in your relationships, it's a performance game. And there's going to be people that are going to be listening to this, they're going to say, that is completely false. I don't need my people in my life to perform for me. But let me make you think of it differently here. If you're going through something in your life, and your friends don't show up for you in the way that you need them to, are they going to stay the same level of friend to you as they were before? No, they aren't. You know, if you have somebody in your life that passes away and people don't show up for you the way that you need them to in that time, is your relationship going to stay the same? It's not. So it is a performance game. You do have to perform when it matters. And hopefully when it comes to your relationships, you know, it's an authentic and genuine performance. Because there's a lot of people in life that put on a performance in their relationships, in their friendships, and it's not genuine. It's really self-serving. And so that's the sad part about this truth. But the great part about it is basically, you have the opportunity to control the outcomes in your life through your performance. You can 100% control your performance. And I will tell you, your performance in life will be up and down. It will not always be perfect. You need grace. You need forgiveness. And you need to give yourself grace and forgiveness in your life. But it is still 100% within your control. So it's actually a great reality. You know, you can get anything you want in life because you can perform. And so the reality of life is it is a performance game. The reality of your career is it's a performance game. And the reality of your relationships is it's a performance game. And so what we're going to talk about mostly today is your career, because this podcast is mostly designed around your career. So let's talk about your career for a second and why it's a performance game. Here's the truth. If you want to raise, if you want to be given more, if you want to be promoted, you must perform, and not only perform, you must outperform other people. And you must outperform other people when it matters most. So there are times where you're going to perform in your career and it doesn't matter that much. Okay? It maybe matters a little bit, but it doesn't matter that much. I'll give you an example. Here's when it matters a lot. You're interviewing for a job and there's three candidates and there's one position and you go in for that interview. It matters a lot because you got three or four other candidates interviewing for the exact same position. That matters a lot. Okay? If you have a small meeting that's 5 minutes long and it's over a very small issue that really doesn't affect that much of the business or whatever it is, and you don't perform all that well, or you perform incredibly well, it's not going to matter that much. It still matters, but it doesn't matter that much. See, in life and in your career, you have to be able to perform and outperform others, especially when it matters most. See, most people think that hard work is enough. Most people think that showing up and doing what is required is enough. And because of that, because they show up and they work hard, because they show up and do what is required, they feel they should be rewarded. Many people think that just because you have a good resume, it means you should be able to get a good job. And all of this is not true. You know, the basic foundation of anything is working hard. I mean, the first thing you got to do is show up and do what's required. I mean, that is an obvious. But if you want to climb in your career, you want to get to the next level, you want to get a promotion, get a raise, move on to different positions and or grow in your career, move to different levels of business, whatever it might be, you have to do more than what is required. You have to work harder than, you can't just work hard. You have to perform. You have to show up and perform when it counts. During that interview, you can't just give the person that's interviewing you the resume and be average in the interview. The person that's interviewing you is going to go, well, you don't match up with the greatness that's in your resume. This doesn't make sense. You've got to perform in that interview. On your job, you must perform. You must show up and perform and get better and improve and show. And when you have a big project, or you know, if you're in sales and you had a monthly sales goal, you got to go out there and you got to perform and hit those metrics. You know, you've got to show what you're capable of. You know, if you're on a sports team and you're riding the bench and the coach gives you 30 minutes on the playing field, that's your opportunity. You got to go out and perform if you want a shot at playing again. You know, when you're given an opportunity to play in a big game, in order for your coaches to trust you, you must perform. If you go out and you don't perform, guess what? Your coaches are not going to trust you. You're going to go right back on the bench. And you're going to have to re-earn the trust that they had for you. And the truth is life sometimes isn't fair, and you might have to wait your turn. You might have to wait longer than what you would like to wait, or what you think you should have to wait. There's a lot of people in this world that they're so impatient. They think that everything, as soon as they have one good performance, they should be an automatic starter, right? It's like you were riding the bench for 5 games. You got 30 minutes and you performed extremely well. And they think the next game and every game moving forward, they should be the starter. You know, that's what people think. They don't think that they have to continue to perform and earn this spot. And the truth is, it isn't, that could happen. The truth is that could happen. But the truth is that it probably won't happen, and you're going to have to wait your turn, and you're going to have to continue to prove yourself and outperform others and outperform when it matters most. Because maybe the next game, the coach gives you, instead of starting you, the coach gives you 50 minutes on the field. Well, you got to go out and perform during that 50 minutes again. And maybe the next game, the coach doesn't start you, but the player that he's starting you over isn't playing well, and he brings you on 30 minutes into the game, and you play the rest of the game. But you got to perform in that moment. Let me tell you a story about, you know, my college soccer career and how this lines up perfectly with what I'm telling you. And, you know, sports is a great analogy or a great example of what life is really like. You know, I think growing up, especially in the millennial generation and our younger generation, we're given a lot of participation trophies. We are recognized for just literally participating. And, you know, the problem with that is when we get to be in our career, you don't get recognized for participating. That's not the reality. You don't get applause and all of that for just showing up. Oh, great. Yeah, thank you for showing up today. It's like, no, that's your freaking job. Your job, you signed up for this team. Your job is to show up to practice. Your job is to show up to games. You don't get rewarded for just showing up and working hard. You have to perform. You've got to be better than others. That's the reality. It's a sad reality, but it's also a great reality because you can become better. You can improve, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it here shortly. But here's a story of my soccer career in college. So many of you probably know this, but I dropped out of college when I was 20. I took a 5-6 year break, gained a bunch of weight. When I was 25, I decided, you know, I'm going to go back and play my last year of college soccer, and went back, got fit, and, you know, when I went back to, there's a spring season and a fall season. In the spring, I went back and I won the fitness test every time we did it that spring. There's 5 spring games, and, you know, I didn't start in the first one, came on about 30 minutes into the game. I played virtually the rest of the game, and I was one of the best performances I've ever put on. Didn't start the next game. Actually got hurt in that game, and I didn't play the rest of the spring. And then that summer, I got back fit again and went back into preseason, won the fitness test again, smoked everyone, and had a really good, you know, start to preseason. And going into it, we had 3 preseason games. And in the first preseason game, we happened to play the exact same team we played in the spring where I came on and played really well. I came on in 30 minutes into the game. I played extremely well. And one of the best performances I've ever put on. And played the rest of the game. The second preseason game, coach did not start me. What happened? I came on in the in the end of the first half and played extremely well, played the rest of the game. Third preseason game, guess what happened? Didn't start again. 3 incredibly good performances after coming off the bench, still did not start in that third preseason game. And this is the last preseason game for me to really show the coaches what I'm capable of and why I deserve to be on the field. Now, I wasn't on the bench moping around, oh my God, woe is me, this isn't fair, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, I was on, you know what I was doing on the sidelines? I was warming up the entire first half. I was on my feet. I was running up and down the sidelines. I was keeping myself warm because I said, if the coaches give me one more opportunity, I will absolutely prove to them that I am the person to be on this field. And that was my mentality. I wasn't, woe is me, this is unfair, complaining, bitching to all of my teammates. Look, I've played 3 games now, come off the bench, I've outperformed the person that was in front of me, and they're still playing him. They're literally trying to figure out how to not put me on the field. I mean, that was the truth. I didn't go out and complain and bitch and moan and groan, and guess what happened? About 3 minutes left in the first half, they were said, screw it, put Sam on the field. I went on for 3 minutes. They kept me on the second half. That second 45 minutes was one of the best games I've ever played in my life. And from then on out, I solidified myself and I started every single game the rest of the season. I played almost every minute of every game. And I performed incredibly well that season. I had the best season of my career. Okay? And the reason I'm telling you that story is for a couple of reasons. One is when you're given an opportunity, you have to perform. You have to perform. And number two is it's not just going to happen right away. Sometimes you have to wait your turn. Sometimes you have to prove yourself multiple times before you're given the ultimate responsibility. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it's going to be frustrating. Sometimes it's going to suck. Sometimes you're not going to understand the decisions that are made, and you just have to trust and continue to have faith and follow through with the process. But don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself and think, oh, because I work hard and I showed up, I deserve this. Or, hey, I performed well. Okay, great. You got to perform well again. Then you got to perform well again. You got to perform well again. Because here's the truth. The truth is that there's somebody right behind you that wants your spot. And you've got to keep showing up and performing day in and day out. And the other great thing apart about this reality is that it is a challenge. And that challenge will make you better. And throughout that season, I knew that there was people on the bench that wanted my job. I knew that I had come in after 6 years and taken someone's spot and they were pissed. It actually happened to me in my career before. And I knew what that was like. And so I knew that I had to continue to perform day in and day out or someone was going to take my freaking spot. And because of that, it made me better. It made me a better player. It made me a better leader. And I had a better season because of it. So here are the keys to performing. So you're like, Sam, you know, all right, I get it. I got to outperform people. But what do I have to do to make that a reality? Okay, there's three keys that I found to performing. The first one is preparation. Those that don't show, just show up, but mentally and physically prepare well, will have a better chance of performing when it counts. Let's translate this into the career. And we could translate it into sales, and this is actually translatable into any part of your career. If you wake up and just go straight to work, you're probably not going to be able to outperform others. Because I'll tell you why. Because I get up, and there's other people that get up, they work out, they get their mind mentally prepared, they're listening to training videos or motivational videos or positive thinking, they're reading books, they're getting to work early, they're mentally prepared so that when it's 8:30 or whatever it is, they're ready to go. And you just rolled out of bed 20, 30 minutes ago and you're wiping the boogers out of your eyes. I'm going to crush you every time. I mean, it's just not even going to be close. You got to mentally and physically prepare for the moment. Not only that, but you should be practicing, right? So like, let's say you have an interview coming up and I interview a lot of people. You know what most people do? They just show up to the interview. They haven't practiced. They haven't role played. They haven't practiced their responses to questions. They haven't done their research. They haven't looked up the company. They don't have a game plan. This is how I'm going to attack this interview. I'm going to attack this interview with this mindset. I'm going to make sure I touch on these things. I'm going to make sure I go back through my experience. I have stories to tell so that I know I can touch on specific stories that will explain to them who I really am and what I can do for them. Most people don't do that. They just show up. So when you ask them a question, they're thinking way too hard. They're not prepared, right? I'm looking for preparation. I'm looking for, did you prepare for this interview? Right? If I'm interviewing somebody. And so you should be preparing for your day. You should be when I was in college, you know, it was like, okay, what am I eating? Am I drinking enough water? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I you know, getting there early enough? What am I doing to prepare? Am I just showing up? Am I consciously intentionally thinking about preparation so that when the moment comes, I can be ready? The number two key to performing is skill acquisition. And this is really minimal in the workforce. Most people do not focus on skill acquisition. They just work hard and they show up. That's it. So if you focus on gaining new skills, you will crush people. You will crush your career. It's not even close. If you focus on skill acquisition, meaning, okay, what are new skills that I can learn? Now, if you're in sales, right? It's like, what new closes can I learn? How can I overcome objections? What are some skills I can learn when it comes to psychology and understanding individuals, understanding people, understanding emotional intelligence? What are some skills? What are some wordplay that I can learn to understand? What are some additional things I can acquire outside of just what I say, right? What, you know, can I write handwritten thank you notes? You know, and how can I make those handwritten thank you notes better? Can I become a better leader? Because if I'm a better leader, I could become a better influencer, and sales is all about influence. You know, can I learn other skills outside of sales that will make me a better person? Can I understand business? Can I understand accounting? Can I understand, you know, all of these different things that come with business? Because the if I'm in business to business sales and I understand business better, I'm going to be able to communicate at a higher level to the individuals or to the customers that I'm speaking to. They're going to trust me more. They're going to see me more as a consultant, and they're going to want to take my advice and take my suggestions more often, which means I'm going to have a stronger relationships and they're going to buy for more from me. You know, if you're in graphic design or you're in, you know, marketing, what are the different things and what skills can you acquire in marketing outside of just your boss telling you you need to create this email? Okay, how can you make those these emails better? What are the skills outside of the emails that you could learn that you could provide value to your boss so your boss sees that you're not just an email person, you're a graphic design person. You understand marketing plans. You understand direct marketing. You understand cold calling. You understand a million different things, right? So skill acquisition, you've got to learn to acquire skills outside of what is required to just do your job so that you can show that you can provide more value. Outside of that, when I played college soccer, it was like, could I, you know, I was really good at one thing. Could I show that I was good at other things, right? Could I acquire more skill? And how did I do that? Well, I would show up to practice 45 minutes to an hour early, and I would work on certain things. I would stay late. I would watch videos. I'd watch other players. I would ask questions. I would sit in the front at team meetings to understand my job and, you know, what I'm supposed to do better so that I could understand at a highest level. Okay? The third thing, the third key to performance is entering the moment, remembering the first two. If you do the first two, if you prepare at a high level and you focus on skill acquisition, and then you go into the moment and remember, oh my God, I am doing what no one else is doing. I am acquiring skill outside of what is required. I am preparing for this moment. I've been preparing for this moment. If you remember those first two, what will happen is it will bring about confidence in yourself, and you will be way more ready. I don't know if I said that right, but you will be a lot more ready for the moment to be able to perform. Because in the moment, when it's time to perform, you have to be confident. Your confidence level needs to be, I'm going to absolutely crush this thing. When I went in on that third game of that preseason, my mindset was, I'm going to fucking crush this. That's it. I'm going to make it absolutely abundantly clear that I am the man for this job. And there's going to be absolutely zero question after this 45 minutes that I'm going to be the man for the job. That was my mentality. I said, Sam, you've been training in the offseason harder than anyone, and you know it. You've been working on skill acquisition for the last 12 months to prepare yourself to be better in this moment. You've been doing things that other people haven't been doing. You are built for this moment. That needs to be you. The problem is that it's impossible to have number three if all you do is show up and work hard. It's impossible. If all you do is roll out of bed, go to work, work hard, and show up, that's it. You can't have one and two. It's impossible to have that confidence. It's impossible to have this unbreakable confidence if all you're doing is what everyone else is doing. If you're doing things that others are not doing, it then becomes possible to have this confidence about you that is unbreakable, that will allow you to perform in the moment better than anyone. So the reality of life is that it's a performance game. The reality of your career is that it's a performance game. It's not about how hard you work. It's not about just showing up and doing what's required. It's about performing. You must perform. Happy Opportunity Day, everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this podcast. Go out, crush it. Today is the only day exists. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Today is all that you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, focus on the past. Spend 1% on the future, because you do need to have direction, goals, and dreams. But then spend 99% of your time, attention, and focus on what you can do today to make that future a reality. Have a great day.